Block. Mickey Spagnuolo joins us now live on ESPN Central Texas. Mickey, Jerry, Steven, and it seemed like the Cowboys, and really a lot of people, kept thinking that they weren't going to set the standard for any contract with Zeke Elliott. But did they not set the standard with the contract for Zeke Elliott?
No, David, they didn't. And that was the misnomer and what everybody's getting confused about this. It's a six-year, $90 million extension, but he still had 2 years of $14 million left on his contract. So that means it's 8 years, $103 million. And if my good University of Missouri math is accurate, when you divide 8 into 103, you get $13 million a year. And that's basically what Todd Gurley was getting. That's basically what Le'Veon Bell's getting. And if you look at where the guaranteed money is, $50 million, the guarantee is $50 million over 4 years. Well, if I divide that out, I get $12.5 million a year. So, again, what's happened here is everybody's looking at the extension, but it's an extension. It's not a new contract. So the total value of the thing, if it goes that far, is $13 million a year. And the other thing you need to know, the final 3 years of the contract that have no guarantees left in it totals $42 million. 42 of the 103 is not guaranteed. So, again, they did not set a new market value.
Then why would Zeke then take that deal if that didn't?
Because I'm not sure they totally understood how the salary cap works and how contracts had to be structured. The fact that there's going into the final year of the CBA next year, and there's a 30% rule on how the base salaries can increase. So I think it took them a while. And here's the other reason, David. Because if it didn't get done by 3 p.m. on Saturday, he was going to forfeit $226,000 a week. That has a lot. That would give me a lot of incentive to get a contract done.
Yeah, and Mickey, you know, I think it's funny. A lot of fans say, "Well, I mean, he's going to make so much more than that. He's going to be at, you know, he's got this $50 million guaranteed, and yada yada yada." But you know, he doesn't know for sure. Like the more he hands it, like he's kind of taking uncertainty into this, the more he pushes it away, as opposed to the certain $250,000 you can have in your pocket.
No, absolutely. And think about this: you brought up the $50 million guaranteed. The guarantees, that's basically over 4 years. So if you divide that up, it comes to $12.5 million a year. So again, they did not set market value. They basically got to where Todd Gurley was, where Le'Veon Bell was. As a matter of fact, Le'Veon Bell, his $27 million that was guaranteed and that was over the first 2 years, comes to $13.5 million a year. So that's the mistake everybody's kind of making on this thing, on just what happened. So the Cowboys get their guy signed, get it at a reasonable price, and Zeke gets $7.5 million signing bonus today. Or yesterday, and then next year, he's guaranteed a $13.5 million roster bonus. So that's $20 million in the bank within a year's time. That would give me incentive to do that instead of having to work an entire year and get paid week by week by week. So again, I think both sides win. So this idea that, Zeke took him to the cleaners, just not accurate.
You know, I'm listening to everything you're saying, and you have a guy in Zeke Elliott on the open market, which may not get on the open market because he has 2 years left, plus he has the franchise tag they could use on him. Did Rocky Arsenault and his people, did they just think Jerry and Steven are who they were 10 or 15 years ago and they were just going to throw out stupid money? No, I'm being really serious.
David, I never thought of it that way. But, yeah. You know, and there's a salary cap. And, you know, they probably learned their lesson a long time ago by saying, okay, we're gonna spend all this money, salary cap money, on our stars, and then we'll just kind of piece it together. Well, I think they understand that they've got the pretty good making of a team. And we would like to keep these guys together. And I think they showed that by, you know, getting Jalen Smith done and getting Lael Collins done before they even got Zeke done. and now it's to move on. Okay, think about this. When they did the Lael Collins deal, he was going into his final year. By restructuring that last year and then adding him to the extension, they saved $5.7 million against the cap. And even with Zeke's deal, however exorbitant you might think it is, if you take the cap hit total for these next 2 years, this year and next year, it's only $200,000 more than what it would have been on his original contract. So it's not like, you know how Jerry likes to talk about the pie? Well, they didn't take a lot out of the pie with these last two contracts.
All right, Mickey, how many carries do you expect to see Zeke get this weekend? Touches, plays,
100.
Whatever you want to call it.
No. you know, I can't imagine he'll get half the carries or half the snaps. You know, he'll practice twice. And I kind of look at it as how they usually ease guys back in after they come back from injuries, rehabbing. You know, they don't just send them out there and say, okay, big boy, go do it. They kind of ease them back into practice. Well, you know, he's been in practice 2 days now, but only one in pads, and that'll be his only padded practice before the game. So I don't know if there's 60 snaps, maybe he gets 25 or so, and then just judge how it's going. If it looks like he's still steaming along, then let him go. But the one thing you don't want to do is get him to the point where he's tired, worn out, and you suffer some sort of silly injury, and then you cost him for the next two or three games. So I think they got to be mindful of that also. So I think they're just going to have to play it by ear and just keep an eye on him and see how he's doing. But I think you'll see some Tony Pollard in this game.
Yeah, I don't think that no matter what, he could run the mountains of Cabo. He could run the beaches of Cabo. He could go and fight sharks in the middle of the ocean and stay in shape and all that. But there's something about still football. Is there any trend or history, Mickey, that when somebody has missed all of training camp and the preseason games are not exactly what they used to be, that they are susceptible to fumbling more early and or because of contact? And or is that like, no matter how good a shape he's in, he could pull a hammy just because it's different.
And I think that's the thing you worry about is pulling the hammy. You know, David, from a fumble standpoint, you know, he wouldn't have played any snaps in the preseason anyway, so he wouldn't have got that contact. And in training camp, they don't hit him either. So I think either way, you'd worry about the fumbling thing. The only thing I can look at this is when Emmitt Smith missed the first two games in 93, and then he signed and played in the third game with basically, I think, 2 days of practice. That's all it was. You know, he got 8 carries for 45 yards. You know, so it wasn't like they, you know, overly used him. And everybody wants to blame poor Derek Lassick for having to take his place. Well, Lassick had a really good game that third game. And if truth be known, the reason they lost those first two games wasn't because Emmitt was there. It was because they turned the ball over 4 times in each of the first two games. So, yeah, it's really kind of hard to judge. You know, when Michael had his holdout in 92, he came back the Thursday before the Monday night season opener. He ended up catching 8 passes for, you know, like 70-some yards. So I know wide receiver is a little different than running back. But again, I just don't know if there's any precedent to say this is what you should do or how you should do it. They're going to have to just make an educational decision in game.
Mickey, you mentioned about the team and how the focus has been on this team being very good. How much was that reiterated by re-signing Lael Collins, which I don't think, I mean, we're talking during the offseason, that was one of the things we just didn't think was going to be able to get done.
Oh, no. If you remember, everybody was moving Connor Williams to right tackle, and Connor McGovern was going to be the starting left guard, right? And bye-bye to Lael Collins. And, you know, I kept saying, whoa, just let's slow down here. You never know what kind of season he has, and you never know what you can afford. And he, you know, I think they came to the Cowboys and said, hey, we'd like to work this out if we can. You know, I'll give you a funny scenario. I don't know. You might have been there that day. It was in the off season. We're in the locker room, and we're all kind of just shooting the bull with Dak Prescott. and they were talking about his contract or whatever, and, you know, he didn't want to talk about it. And someone said, well, you know, they've got other guys to sign, you know, like Lael Collins is in his last year. And Dak shouts across the locker room to the other end. He goes, hey, Lael, is your contract up after this year? And Lael Collins walks by, he looks at him, and he goes, yeah. And he goes, and if you don't take all the money, I'd like to sign here. And so he ended up signing before Dak, and so Dak didn't take up all his money. But, yeah, I think, you know, when you see that, they signed Jalen Smith to an extension, giving these guys money before their bill was due. I think it shows you that, yeah, they'd like to keep this done. And when everybody asked me who's next, I said, whoever wants to be next. Because, you know, if Malik Collins wants to do something or Anthony Brown wants to do something, I'm sure they're ready to go. And obviously, if Dak or Amari's guys want to come in and you know, get serious about a contract, I'm sure they're okay sitting down and trying to bat something out. There's no deadlines here on these guys, and they will negotiate into the season.
Well, why the hell haven't gotten your money?
I probably have to take a pay cut so they can pay all these guys, right? No, Jerry, and let's clear this one up, too, by the way. Jerry wasn't mad at Zeke, and that's not why he wasn't here for a press conference yesterday. He was ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. And, by the way, he was also doing some business because I think one of his businesses either sold or bought. And I think he made a whole bunch of money, and he joked about it, saying, yeah, I had to go up there and make some money in the stock exchange so I could pay Zeke. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but you saw the T-shirt, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Paul just told me about it.
Yeah. So, again, no hard feelings. I know a lot of people were trying to make a mountain out of a molehill that he wasn't here. But what he was doing... He was not only ringing the bell, which I guess is a great honor, but he was also making money for his companies up there by doing some trading on the stock exchange. So I think that probably would take precedent than just coming back here for a press conference, and that's why they had a little fun with the T-shirt, which, by the way, I don't know if it got pointed out or not, but they're selling those in the Cowboys Pro Shop, and the proceeds are all going to the Salvation Army.
All right, Mickey, we'll have X's and O's, games, a win, a loss, whatever it might be. I would think a loss to the Giants early on with all that they have set up would be kind of one of those. I know it's early, but, man, like, wow. And I'm sure they'll blame it on Jerry somehow. Because
get the season started. And David, you know that from a perspective standpoint, and you know back in the day you've gone through this in training camp when the Cowboys guys held out. And held out for bigger contracts and somehow, some way, in the great philosophy of my good friend Frank Luxa, cats don't die in trees and players don't miss paychecks.
There you go. Great point. It's always about the money on the renegotiations, and also very few Le'Veon Bell stories. Thanks for your time, Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com.